Truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 11th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a crazy week it has been. And a little reminder that Monday is Valentine's Day, so you have this weekend to get some little token for your significant other. And I went out and I got flowers for Claire today here. And let me share a little husbandly advice here. When the lady in your life says, oh, I really don't need flowers, what she's really saying is you'd better show up with flowers. Okay, so a little bit of advice I thought I'd pass on there. Anyway, we have a lot of news to get through. It's another very busy news day. And there's more news than I can do on this radio show. So if you're still curious after it's all over, go over to whatreallyhappened.com. There's something like four pages of new news here on that main page. So you may want to take a look at that. Now, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. CNN's latest poll has really bad numbers for Joe Biden. Nearly 6 in 10 survey respondents saying there's absolutely nothing Biden has done that they approve of. And that is a really bad place to be in. And it's no wonder that so many Democrat incumbents or Democratic candidates, rather, are trying to distance themselves from Biden heading into the midterm elections. Now, Biden went on down to Virginia to basically tell voters that they should be calm. He's working to fix the soaring prices. And he was met by protesters holding Let's Go Brandon signs and Build Crack Better, reference to that crack pipe scandal that they're still trying to get away from here. So, yeah, he's not doing very well at all. The country is definitely not behind him. And Biden had another one of his little impromptu moments on air when he's not reading the teleprompters, and basically confused three different countries. And he actually said this quote: there is no way we were ever going to unite Ukraine, Iraq, Afghanistan. And so, Joe, about that cognitive test, I think it's really about time that we got that here. And getting on back to the crack pipe story, and we did mention this before, Snopes tried to come on out implying the crack pipe story was mostly false while admitting the exact premise of the story was absolutely true. And so we're dealing with a government willing to hand out free pipes to smoke crack but bans ivermectin. And it's hard to really, find the thinking behind all of that. Now, the Biden administration has now announced that they're not going to be handing out the crack pipes, but who knows? You know, who knows here? Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it's maybe open to permitting safe injection sites, areas where people can use heroin and other narcotics with protections against fatal overdoses. And really, yeah, you know, the government is saying, yeah, go ahead and use drugs here. And it does look like the drug lords are controlling a significant portion of the U.S. government. Open southern borders, smuggling the drugs in, free crack pipes. You know, we're going to provide safe injection sites where you can go on using that product without fear of an overdose. I mean, just very bizarre thinking here. And people are still reacting to that recent statement by the Department of Homeland Security, describing that anybody questioning the Biden regime's political agendas are potential domestic terrorists. Actually, they didn't even say potential. They said, you're domestic terrorists. And I think it's time for a T-shirt that says, I'm proud to be a domestic terrorist, Joe. And they're out there basically screaming that all of us asking these embarrassing questions are undermining the trust in the U.S. government, and by golly, they want that trust to be returned. Well, it's a funny thing about trust. It cannot be demanded. It must be earned. And the government almost seems like they've gone out of their way to destroy trust in the government with all those whoppers about Saddam's nukes and, pardon me, Assad's gas and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, excuse me just a second. Got a frog caught in my throat there. The White House has ventured out on censorship, saying that more can be done. And, you know, it's one thing when journalists and, you know, liberals want people deplatformed, but it's more serious when it's actually coming from the White House. And Spotify, of course, is now posting warning labels on Joe Rogan's podcast about COVID-19. And, you know, the assumption that is coming on out of the Biden administration is they know what's best. You know, Biden knows what's misinformation and what is accurate, and you should just take their word for it. And no, we're not going to take the word for it. There's nothing in the Constitution that says we are obligated to believe a single word coming out of the politicians. But one thing that is in the Constitution is in that First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. And the mere inclusion of the word grievances means the founding fathers of this country understood there will be times when the people do not agree with what the government is doing. And they tried to preserve our right to stand up and say, you know, I think you're full of it when it comes to COVID. And I think the elections are rigged, and I think wars are a really bad idea right now. All right, next week, New York is going to have their Democratic convention, and the word is out that Hillary Clinton is going to deliver remarks next week to try and boost the spirits of the Democrats going into what looks like to be a really bad midterm election season. And, of course, Hillary's trying to get out there and reestablish her presence as a political figure ahead of 2024. Now, the other big stink that is circulating around Washington, D.C., is this story that the U.S. Capitol Police have been illegally spying on Republican lawmakers, and the Inspector General has now opened an investigation into this, as well they should. There's another big story out there that the U.S. Capitol Police have been spying on ordinary American citizens. Again, no warrants, no probable cause. And joining them apparently is the Central Intelligence Agency, which is maintaining massive databases on ordinary Americans who are not suspected of any kind of a crime. They just, you know, get money to keep an eye on us and make sure we're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts here. So... pardon me, there are several senators have stood up and said this needs to be looked at. It is definitely exceeding the lawful authority of the CIA, not that the CIA has ever cared about the laws, if you look back to Barry Seal and all that cocaine smuggling and everything. Now, down in Virginia, there's this deputy Virginia Attorney General has been forced to resign because somebody found some old Facebook posts where she praised the Capitol protesters as patriots and claimed that Donald Trump won the 2020 election and said, yeah, there was massive vote fraud, all of which is true, but in total lockstep, the rest of the government in Virginia has forced her to now step down. You're not allowed to say these things. It's not approved by the U.S. government or the Virginia government here. All right, so let's get into COVID-19. Pardon me. Over in Germany, there's this professor of psychology at Regensburg University, Christoph Kubantner, and basically says that there is a link between these recent massive death spikes and the COVID-19 vaccine campaigns. And he had a bunch of graphs showing that when the vaccine uptake peaked, so did the deaths. So there is definitely a relationship. And he said if it turns out that there is a causal effect, with these vaccinations. Thousands of people may be dying daily from the injections without us being aware. And obviously, if people are dying from the injections, that is something that the pharmaceutical industry and the government that mandated these vaccines are going to want to keep secret. Because the government never admits when it makes a mistake. It finds a scapegoat, like the independent media. You know, it's all conspiracy theory. They never admit failure because the American people are strangely intolerant of government failure. Actually, there's nothing strange about it. You know, the government is supposed to be working for us, and if they're not doing the job properly, well, time for a pink slip here. Now, Biden's frustrated Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra, in the middle of a speech talking about the mask mandates, literally went ahead and took off his mask. And he was opening for Biden at this event in Virginia yesterday. And early into his remarks, he suddenly took off the masks and basically sent a message that way. Now, over in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker is lifting the state's indoor mask mandate on February 28th. And it would appear that these trucker convoys, which are started in Canada and are popping up all over, are having the desired effect. These governments are backing off all these mask and vaccine mandates because they don't want trucker convoys anywhere near them. Over in Iowa, pardon me, Governor Kim Reynolds is saying it's time to treat coronavirus like the ordinary flu, and he has ended all COVID emergency orders. And once you get past all the hype and propaganda and the spinning, COVID-19 really was no more serious than the seasonal flu. Remember, back when this first showed up, you know, everything was COVID-19 death, COVID-19 hospitalization, no flu cases. And everybody's saying, I wonder why there were no flu cases. Well, because they were being misdiagnosed and reported as COVID to drive those numbers up. Now, getting on back to the Canadian truck convoy, Ontario has now declared a state of emergency to empower law enforcement to end the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge, which is the busiest commercial border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. And they're now warning truckers who continue to block the Ambassador Bridge, they will be punished if they don't leave. Now, Ontario Premier Doug Ford told reporters the federal government is enacting new powers to end the blockade. He said protesters would be slapped with hefty fines amounting to $78,000 plus jail time. And, you know, they're out there saying, you know, your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the right of hundreds of thousands of workers to earn their livings. This coming from the same government that shut down the Canadian economy and prevented people from living their ordinary lives because of COVID-19. Little double standard there. It's okay when we do it, just not okay when you do it. Meanwhile, showing just how afraid the global elites are of this growing freedom convoy movement around the world, the Biden administration actually urged Justin Trudeau's government to use its federal powers to end the truck blockade by Canadians protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Okay. And the White House said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke with their Canadian counterparts and urged them to resolve the standoff. And the attitude coming out of the White House is screw the Canadian Charter of Human Rights, screw the Bill of Rights, we're in charge, you do what we tell you here. Okay, now there's been a big stink over the funding of the Canadian Freedom Convoy. It started with GoFundMe, which took in close to $10 million and then said, we're not going to send it onto the trucker's convoy. We're going to just send it to what we think are worthy causes. Then in the backlash that followed that, they said, we'll simply refund all of those donations. And that is proceeding right now. But the Ontario Premier has now issued an order to give, send, go to stop supporting the truck mandate. Now, to their credit, give, send, go says they're going to ignore Ontario's attempted interference, and they're going to pay the truckers anyway. because you know, Give, Send, Go is not subject to the Canadian government. So there is only one problem with that. The money that's going to the truckers goes through the electronic funds transfer system, like SWIFT, and once it's in Canadian territory, it can be interfered with, and now the Ontario government has frozen all the Give, Send, Go donations for the convoy, thereby illustrating the dangers of an all-digital currency system. Somebody in the government doesn't like you, you don't get to eat tonight. It's really what it comes down to. Over at CNN, analyst Juliet KM is saying, slash the tires, empty the gas tanks, arrest the drivers, and move the trucks. There's one of CNN's guest commentators and Harvard professor said exactly the same thing, just inciting violence against the truckers for this protest here. Now, we're beginning to see the surfacing of some political connections explaining the hard approach Canada is taking toward the protesters. It turns out the Ottawa police chief is connected to Pfizer. We reported that earlier in the week. He's connected to the FBI. That explains why the FBI is up there now. And he worked for the company that built the vaccine tracking system for the government. So this guy definitely has a conflict of interest in all of this. Okay. There is a new convoy that formed in Alberta. It is now on the way to Ottawa. It totals 1,500 trucks. So let's see. And truckers have formed yet another border blockade in Manitoba at the Emerson Port of Entry. So this is definitely not going away here. Now, Rupa Subramania spoke to 100 of the protesters, and she didn't find a single insurrectionist, a white supremacist, a racist, or a misogynist. These are all labels that the corporate media has been dumping on the Canadian protesters. What she did find was a diverse group of decent people who have simply had enough. And I think that description probably fits with the vast majority of the American people. We are just decent people. We have had enough of the government's intrusion into our lives and our medical decisions. Okay, so that's where it is. The weather's been very cold up there. The truckers are trying to keep from freezing to death here. The firewood was confiscated. The fuel was confiscated. When a judge ordered the fuel returned, it had been contaminated with water and was unusable. And the city has threatened to arrest anybody who is bringing food, fuel, and supplies to the truckers. And in response to that, hundreds of Ottawans did exactly that. Now, there is this video that came on out where this mother delivered a message to Justin Trudeau and the Ottawa mayor. If you touch one single child out there, I will personally gather minivans full of soccer moms, and we will drive to Ottawa. This is in response to the story that Canada is going to get Child Protective Services to start taking the children away from the truckers participating in the protest. So they're at the point right now. Everything the Canadian government does is only going to make this worse. Now, Trudeau is still out there trying to salvage what's left of the situation. And when he was in front of Parliament, he basically came on out trying to justify the COVID-19 mandates by saying the restrictions are a way of preventing restrictions. Yeah, he actually did say that. And during a parliamentary debate, Liberal MP Joel Lightbound slammed his own party for not presenting a roadmap out of the restrictions. There's no exit plan. You know, Trudeau just wants this to go on forever. Okay? And anyway, Justin Trudeau got booed and heckled as he tried to defend his failing policies. Okay. Now, Justin Trudeau, oh, we got to take a break for commercials. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back with more news after these few words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy. And Justin Trudeau's half-brother is out there supporting the truckers and condemning what he calls human experimentation, which is exactly what's going on. These mRNA shots are experimental gene therapies, and they're being used because of an emergency use authorization. They're not actually FDA approved, which doesn't really mean anything when you look at all the FDA approved drugs that had to be pulled from the market when they started, really causing a lot of harm here. So, it's an ugly situation. And things are getting very tense up there. There was a story that came on out of... hang on just a second. Got to do this. Came on out of Mike. I can't read it. Anyway, basically the headline is Canada, Justin Trudeau must be removed from power. And it says basically civil war is building. The fire exits are blocked by totalitarians like Trudeau. Solutions are simple but hard. The current organizational structure is communist. And there can be no peace or freedom in Canada while Trudeau is in power. And basically calling for Trudeau to be overthrown. Now, that crosses a line, I think. And I realized these things happened. It happened in Romania, which gets us to the next story, where Matt Taibbi came on out with a story saying this is Justin Trudeau's Ceausescu moment. And he talks about the revolution in Romania and how it caught Ceausescu completely by surprise. He was absolutely convinced that Romanians loved him and loved his style of government. And over a period of, I think it was just a little over 2 weeks, it went from being Romania under Ceausescu to Ceausescu in front of a firing squad. And this article is basically saying Trudeau is kind of in the same situation. He's absolutely convinced that what he's doing is right and that the Canadian people agree with him and love him when all indications are quite the opposite here. So anyway, there is word out that the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, will announce tomorrow he's pulling these passports. Now, that may be a fake rumor because it seems to be in contrast with Ford's, cracking down on the trucker convoy here. Meanwhile, over in Europe, Paris and Brussels, trying to ward off freedom convoys they are now banning freedom convoys. They're just passing these emergency decrees, edicts. No democracy whatsoever, just, stroke of the pen, law of the land. And they're threatening prison time for anybody taking part in a freedom convoy in France or up toward Brussels. And the protesters are saying, to heck with you, we are coming anyway. And so the situation is definitely getting tense. Now, something we need to be very, very careful about here, because I got several emails pushing this idea. Homeland Security is warning of a potential trucker protest at the Super Bowl to shut it down. And I got a bunch of emails from people I'd never seen before saying, yes, we need a trucker convoy to shut down the Super Bowl. This would be a huge mistake. It would immediately make the trucker convoys look bad in the eyes of people, especially sports fans. This is a setup just like January 6th was. Okay, so do not fall for it. Do not get sucked in to any kind of a trucker convoy that is going to go after something that the people really love, like the Super Bowl. Right now, the trucker convoys are standing up against medical dictatorship, and pretty much everybody agrees with that. But if they go after something popular like the Super Bowl, it's absolutely going to discredit them. This just reeks of an FBI setup. So please pass that warning along. No Super Bowl shutdown. And mind you, I'm not a big fan of football. The only time I watched the Super Bowl is when I had a commercial that I worked on, showing on it here. All righty. Now, billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban has come up with a new plan. It's basically an online pharmacy for generic medications that cuts out the middlemen, like insurance companies and pharmacies and so forth, and offers price transparency for the consumers. And by doing this, Cuban stands to substantially lower the prices of those drugs for patients, and he's still going to make a little bit of money in the process. And basically, all drugs will be priced at cost plus a 15% markup, and that would certainly be very, very upsetting to the medical industrial complex and big pharma, because it's all about the money. It's all about the money. We know, when Biden came into office, insulin prices went way up. We all know the cost of medication. We know how much money these pharmaceutical companies are making. It takes pennies to make these pills, and they sell them, for dollars. It's a huge, huge ripoff. Okay, we're going to take another break. Commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to do some of the international news now. Recently, the Army came out with a report about the disaster in Afghanistan, and basically showed that the White House did not have an evacuation plan in place, and top officials, including Joe Biden, got in the way by pestering for special favors to get certain selected people out and ignore other people. And the real tragedy in all this is that President Trump had set up an office to plan for an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan if needed. And when Biden came into office, he basically shut that down. So they had no idea what they were going to do. Biden has come on out responding to this report simply by saying that he rejects it. That's it. No explanation, no pointing out where anything was wrong in the report. He rejects it, you know. Anyway, one of the issues that plagued GoFundMe's handling of the Canadian trucker convoy was their initial claim that they could confiscate the donations to the trucker convoy, and then they would decide where the money would go. Well, apparently Biden got inspired by that, and he's invoking emergency powers out of thin air, apparently, to basically take $7 billion in frozen Afghan funds and divide them up between the victims of 9/11 and to help the humanitarian crisis, so forth and so on. Although, obviously, if he sends the money to Afghanistan to help the humanitarian crisis, we don't know how it's going to, you know, not be used by the Taliban. Probably they're going to just load up planes with food and medicine and fly them over and drop off the stuff. But again, this is Afghanistan's money. It was being kept in the Federal Reserve of New York. Big mistake. And, you know, it was Afghanistan's money, and the Taliban is now the government of Afghanistan. They want it back, and Biden said, no, we're going to decide where the money should go, and it's not to you. Needless to say, the Taliban is very unhappy with Biden simply looting that money and deciding where it's going to go. And basically, the Taliban has described Washington's decision to freeze the Afghan funds as theft and moral decline. Well, we've known about that for a while here. They said the theft of block money belonging to the people of Afghanistan by the United States, as well as taking possession of it, is a showcase of the human and moral decline of the country and the people. Yep, it certainly is here. All right. Pardon me. Putin is once again trying to outline Russia's security demands regarding the situation in Ukraine, and he's trying to be very calm and statesmanlike about that, and he said Russia needs to receive legally binding security guarantees from the U.S.-led NATO military bloc. Well, sorry, Putin, you're being a bit of an optimist. You know, the United States has a bad habit of breaking all their treaties and promises. If you don't believe me, ask the Native American tribes, okay? Or look at Donald Trump simply pulling out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action because he felt like it here. Meanwhile, the war porn is continuing out there. Antony Blinken is warning that Russia could invade Ukraine during the Winter Olympics. And the U.S. is sending more forces to the border, not the Mexican border, the Ukrainian border. And Blinken repeated Biden's call for Americans to leave Ukraine any way they can and reiterated, like the case was in Afghanistan, there is no plan to evacuate Americans from Ukraine when the refuse hits the air conditioning system. Now, this is kind of an odd statement here. Biden was out there saying that when Americans in Russia start shooting at one another, that's a world war. And I've noticed that the phrase world war is starting to enter Biden's rhetoric and a lot of the other war hawks' rhetoric as well, almost like they're trying to sort of get us all used to the idea of a world war so that we won't protest too much when it actually finally happens. They're telegraphing their intentions there. And by the way, technically a world war is considered a war where there are two major fronts, like there were in World War II. There was the European front and there was the Pacific War. All right. Boris Johnson is trying to one-up Antony Blinken right now, saying that Russia's going to invade Poland next. Absolutely no evidence to support that whatsoever, but we're going to see the anti-Russia pro-war propaganda just piling up higher and deeper and, you know, just all over the place here like that. Meanwhile, over at the People's Republic of Donetsk, they want to recognize Ukraine as a terrorist state, and they want other countries to recognize it as well on the global level. And according to one of the politicians, the Republic counts on its own forces in restoring peace in the Donbass and does not plan to unleash hostilities. But they are concerned, obviously, that Ukraine is getting ready to do just that. Okay. And along those lines, the Russian Foreign Intelligence Chief is out there saying that this is Sergei Naryshkin, the director of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Russia, known as the SVR. Their indication is Ukraine is getting ready for a big war. And this supports the speculation that the real agenda here is for Ukraine to invade the Donbass and possibly Crimea, and that all these threats against Russia and the threats of sanctions and all this other saber-rattling is all about keeping Russia from intervening. I do not think that Putin will intervene to protect the Donbass. He might want to, but he doesn't really want, you know, to let things escalate. On the other hand, if Ukraine tries to go into Crimea, that would be a red line that Putin would have to respond to. You know, certainly he's surrounded by people who are saying, you know, NATO's coming for us. We've got to stop them. You know, better to stop them there than on the outskirts of Moscow, which is what happened with the Nazis in World War II. Meanwhile, the U.S. Air Force has deployed 4 B-52 Stratofortress nuclear bombers to Great Britain. They belong to the 5th Bomb Wing at Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota, and they arrived at the Royal Air Force Base in Fairford yesterday. So they're out there ready to rock. Okay, meanwhile, down in Israel, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with the German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock in Tel Aviv and called for a deadline to be set for the Iran nuclear deal negotiations in Vienna. And if you've noticed, Israel is all over the place trying to meddle in these Iran negotiations. You know, they're telling Biden, don't come to a deal. They're lobbying against a deal. They're telling Germany, set a deadline, and all the rest of it. And it's really kind of weird when you remember that Israel was never a part of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in the first place. They're sticking their nose in where they have no business being. So, and again, you know, Israel wants Iran destroyed, not because Iran is going to attack them. Iran is not that foolish. They know as well as anybody else, Israel is a nuclear power. And if Iran were to actually attack Israel, Israel would turn Iran into a giant green glass parking lot and then send in the army to paint the lines. But what Israel wants is for Iran to be removed as a political and economic challenge in the region. Israel sees Iran as a rival, and Israel does not tolerate rivals. Okay. Now, getting on back to Amnesty International, they released this report, which concluded that Israel is an apartheid state. Israel immediately started screaming, they're anti-Semites, they're Jew haters. Israel is trying to get their nonprofit status revoked because how dare you say bad things about Israel? Go complain about others, but you can't say anything bad about Israel here. And they're making a really huge fuss about it, which is actually having the banned in Boston effect because people are now paying attention to what's been going on in Israel and Palestine that caused all this fuss here. And what's really surprising is from the way Israel is behaving, it's like they honestly believed that the world did not know Israel is an apartheid state prior to the Amnesty International report. Yeah, actually, we kind of did. Now, Israel is trying to repolish its image now, and they're going to basically throw a concert. They're going to put $30 million into it, and it's basically going to the project is called Solomon's Sling, and it's now renamed Concert, and you know, it's basically a revamped propaganda campaign to fight the apartheid label, and it's not going to work because modern people understand that there is propaganda in the world, that governments and the media do lie to them, especially when they've got something to hide, as Israel does. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economic news. The turmoil in the Middle East could potentially send oil prices up to $120 per barrel. And this is based on the idea of a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, you know, the media has been fanning this Russia-Ukraine for weeks now, and it's affecting oil prices around the world here. By the way, not a good day on the Dow. on the stock market, rather. The Dow was down something like 500. Getting on back to our domestic economy here, we're looking at high inflation, record high inflation. The federal government's latest data show that consumers' price rose 7.5% from January 2021 to 2022. And this is the highest rate of price inflation we've seen in nearly 40 years. And a new analysis from Moody's Analytics reports that the average U.S. household is paying an additional $250 a month thanks to this inflation. And for a lot of American households, especially that 7 out of 10 that are living paycheck to paycheck, they don't have that $250. So this is really hurting them. Okay? This is a big, big problem. Now, Biden was having a press conference, rather, and Lester Holt asked him to define temporary on the day inflation hit 7.5%. Now, when the inflation first started, Biden said it's transitory, it's temporary, things are going to be just fine. Obviously, that has not been the case. And Biden responded to Lester Holt saying, "You're being a wise guy." Not exactly a presidential dignified moment, but that's what he said. And Biden is still out there saying, don't worry, prices will taper off this year, certainly before the midterm elections. Okay, Belgian authorities have opened investigations into alleged cyber attacks directed against at least two energy companies in the Belgian ports of Antwerp and Ghent. The case was opened just days after German officials said they were looking into a similar cybercrime. And there's now been some banks have been hit, and their ransomware and cyberware. And, of course, what we're going to hear is Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it. We'll see what's happening. All right. Now, Meta is threatening to shut down Facebook and Instagram in Europe over their new data privacy laws because Meta makes its money by harvesting your data and selling it to marketing companies and the government. And Meta wants to go on doing that to the users in Europe. Europe is saying no, and so Meta is threatening to shut down Facebook to those countries. And this would basically be 309 million users would get dumped from Facebook, and Facebook is going to take it in the advertising revenues. So Zuckerberg is going to see his net worth decline just a little bit. That made me make him slow down his buying up of the island of Kauai. Get into immigration and naturalization. So far, Biden has deported only 27,000 illegal aliens, but he freed 120,000 from Department of Homeland Security custody. Just cut them loose and let them go on, do their thing here. Getting on back to that CNN poll, Americans rank Biden's open border among the top problems this year. And that must have been hard because there are so many problems going on right now. But that border is definitely one of them. Election fraud is another. The decline in our educational system. I could just go on and on and on. The country is definitely in trouble. Meanwhile, down in Texas, the state troopers have stepped in to remote West Texas to apprehend migrants coming across the border. So Texas is trying to do the job that theoretically the federal government should be doing but is not. Republican Senator Todd Young has come on out saying migration should not hurt Americans' wages. And he's absolutely correct. By flooding the job market with all these illegals, it's going to drive wages and salaries down as if we were not already being hit hard enough by the runaway inflation. Now, the Biden administration has given $200 million to a George Soros-backed group that will provide lawyers to illegal immigrants to help them avoid deportation. Biden is spending your tax dollars collected from legal American citizens to help the illegals stay in this country. Now, we've all heard the name Kellogg's, you know, the cereal company and so forth. They have a organization, a humanitarian organization, and they're now funding a pilot program that will provide hundreds of illegal aliens living in the U.S. with a guaranteed basic income. And in case you haven't read the fine print, this is a clear and obvious violation of Title VIII, because it's an inducement for illegal immigrants to come across that border because, hey, I'm going to get a check from the serial people. All right. Over in France, presidential candidate Eric Zemmour is taking a hard line against immigration, saying, I'm here to save the French people and France. I am not here to save the world. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after this week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporations, Wall Street, and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and I'm going to skip back a couple of topics on my talking points because during the break, a couple of stories, more than a couple, have come on in. The Donbass militia is reporting that Ukrainian military forces have basically started showing up at the border there. And it's Ukrainian S-300s, artillery, and foreign mercenaries are near that front line. Over at CNN, they're out there saying that new intelligence says Russia is going to launch an attack before the Olympics end. And over on the Drudge Report, they have this banner headline, war warning. So it looks like, you know, they want a war. Biden wants a war, and he's going to get it. And to heck with what the rest of the world thinks. And so it's definitely, definitely on. All right, getting on back to immigration here. Up in Illinois, there was this illegal alien who killed two legal immigrants and has been sentenced to 20 years in jail. So good that they got him here. Meanwhile, House Democrats are urging Biden to fast-track more Afghan refugees into the United States of America. Just load them on up here. And meanwhile, speaking about drug lords being in control of our country, Big Bend Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended a group of migrants smuggling more than 400 pounds of drugs, and many of them were dressed in camouflage to avoid apprehension. And, you know, this maybe Biden is keeping the border open to facilitate that drug trade, you know, so that you've got something to put in those free Biden crack pipes. All right. So anyway, our border czar, Kamala Harris, was unable to answer the question, you know, when they said, what has gone wrong? What is wrong with the border? And Kamala Harris really couldn't answer that. Actually, what she did is typical politics. She blamed the United States Congress for the border crisis. And that really is absurd, because how to handle the border is already spelled out in Title 8. And what we have is Joe Biden, who took an oath to enforce the laws of this land, failing to do so. On that point alone, he should be impeached. Okay. And once again, the government, which is now very much afraid that the American people are waking up, they're back on this campaign of trying to take the guns away from law-abiding Americans. They don't care if the criminals have the guns. They're not worried about the criminals. They're worried about decent Americans deciding that they have really had enough of this. And Biden actually came on out suggesting that the Second Amendment is not really absolute. Well, Joe, those rights in the Constitution are absolute. And especially the Second Amendment is written quite clearly. There's no gray in there. And those rights are absolute. And any government that refuses to abide by them is illegitimate. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.